spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Like a sound you hear that lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah, nah. It's all in the air. You hear it everywhere, no matter what you do.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for being with us here today on Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. Again, our website is conscioustalk.net, and we do have a Facebook page. We have little Facebook icons at the top of each page on our website. On the top right-hand corner, I posted some great information about GMOs and the FDA this morning, and it is actually a petition that needs to be signed. We have a right to know what's in our food, folks, and we have to stand for that. And so far, it hasn't worked, but never say never. So if you can get on our Facebook page, sign that petition, let all your friends and family know to sign it as well. That would be great. And we thank you so much for participating. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And that's how grassroots movements work. And so we were drawn to a book called Natural Products, From Health Foods to Whole Foods, How the Pioneers of the Industry Changed the Way We Eat and Reshaped American Business. The author is Joe Dobrow, and he's been at the marketing helm of some of the most progressive brands of the last two decades. He's really well known within the natural foods industry, having served as the head of marketing for Fresh Fields, Whole Foods Market, Balducci's, and Sprouts Farmers Market. You know how we feel about the natural products industry. This has not only saved our lives, we've been plugged in from a health point of view, but just in the different ways that business is evolving. So, Joe, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you, Rob and Brenda. Real pleasure to be with you this morning.
Really great to have you. And I really love the title of your book, Natural Profits. Did you, I just have to ask you, Joe, did you come up with that particular title because we've sort of been known on this side of the line is these crazy prophets out there singing a different song for so many years?
Yeah, it's prophets with PH, by the way, if you're listening.
Exactly, yeah. So it's Natural Profits, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S, and naturalprofits.com. Yeah, you know, when I started out on this journey of writing this book about a year and a half ago, I'm one of those people who kind of needs to get the title of whatever I'm writing done before I can actually start the writing. And fortunately, this idea, this name of Natural Profits came to me very quickly because I had done a lot of profiles of some of the people who were the founders and the pioneers in this industry, many of whom were in the Pacific Northwest. Two in particular were Bob Moore, who's the founder of Bob's Red Mill down in the Portland area, and Chuck Eggert from Pacific Foods, also down there. And interviewing both of these guys and doing video profiles about them, it just struck me that there was something prophetic about what they were saying and the mission that they had been on. And so the notion of collecting a lot of the stories of the founders of the industry was an easy one, and I've kind of woven together this narrative now that I call Natural Profits.
You know, we actually experienced the rise of this industry because as far as food goes, there has been a huge evolution, and maybe we could look at this from the point of view of its back to the future. We're having to return, and I noticed at Expo West this year the emphasis on whole foods again, because what's happening is that other industry base that we've created with pharmaceutical approaches to foods and silver bullets and all these crazy combinations we've made, we're hurting ourselves.
Right. Yeah, it is back to the future, because really, if you think back not too many generations ago, I mean, just go back to our grandparents or maybe our great-grandparents, everything was all natural. Everything was organic. Mm-hmm. We didn't use those labels in those days because, obviously, we didn't have the USDA and the FDA and all of the labeling laws and things like that. But that's the way that food was prepared, not just in their generation, but, you know, you go back millennia, you go back 10,000 years to the start of agriculture, everything came pretty much straight from nature. And it all changed very quickly right after World War II. It started in large part with the release of DDT to the public as a very effective pesticide. Mm. But with that, obviously, Pandora's box was opened and the lid was thrown out, and it changed the way that we eat. Mm-hmm. So there were 80,000 chemical compounds introduced since World War II, many of them for agricultural use. This whole food science industry began to develop with all of the artificial flavors and colors and mm-hmm. sweeteners and emulsifiers and you name it, even though you can't pronounce it. And so the pendulum swung so quickly from that world of our grandparents into this new synthetic world that it's just been in these last 2-3 decades that the natural and organic products industry has begun to really get its legs, get some backing, and to start to swing that pendulum back a little bit. So
we're gonna hold that note right there, and we're with Joe Brow, and we're talking about Natural Profits, his new book. It's Natural Profits, PROPHETS.com. We'll be right back.
Join the Chia Revolution. Switch to Chia Omega today. People striving to live a healthy lifestyle understand the importance of omega-3s. Health professionals frequently recommend fish oil to encourage cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. Now there is an eco-friendly vegetarian alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. Chia Omega is an all-natural plant-based omega-3 supplement made from the chia seed oil. The richest, most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, chia seeds contain even more ALA omega-3s than fish or flax, minus the fishy aftertaste. In 4 exclusive formulas, including vegan, the Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulations is one of the first to combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. Join the Chia Revolution today. Ask for Chia Omega wherever fine health foods are sold. Chia Omega. Good for you, good for the planet.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where we're learning that conforming is confining.
At Nordic Naturals, we believe that omega oils are essential to an extraordinary life, especially for kids. What's essential to us is giving each generation what they need to grow healthy and strong. Through science and innovation, Nordic Naturals is committed to delivering safe and convenient omega-3 products that kids will love. That means busy parents can easily and confidently incorporate these essential nutrients into their family's on-the-go lifestyle. Our oxygen-free processing, combined with 100% natural flavoring, ensures no fishy smell, taste, or aftertaste. From gummies to soft gels and flavors like strawberry and tangerine, Nordic Naturals' fun and great-tasting products leave kids asking for more. Kids call it a treat. Parents call it a triumph. What's essential to Nordic Naturals is exceptional purity, freshness, and great taste. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or simply visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is also available at finer health stores nationwide.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
And welcome back to Conscious Talk. You're listening to it. Hey, you know, you hear us talk about the natural products industry all of the time and how it had such a large effect on our lives. And, you know, we have watched this develop and we have been fascinated by how people with the shift in consciousness are actually going back. And for those things where we were really the outliers and the strange, crazy people, now the world has come around to this very quickly. And that's what this book, Natural Profits, that we're talking about with Joe Dubrow about. And his website is Natural Profits, that's profits with a PH, folks, .com. It's the rise of this industry, and it's been incredibly fast, Joe.
Yeah, there was a time within our accessible lifetimes when, as you say, Rob, all of the leaders in this industry and those who were promoting products like Mo Siegel of Celestial Seasonings or Gary Hirschberg of Stonyfield Farm or John Mackey of Whole Foods were ridiculed. They were thought of as health nuts and food faddists, and big food establishment really fought hard to try to suppress them. You can even think back to, remember the TV ads for Grape Nut cereal in the 1970s and 80s when they hired Yul Gibbons as their spokesman.
Right.
Yul Gibbons was a legitimate writer. At that point, you know, he had this shock of white hair, and he was in his, I don't know, 60s or 70s. And he would talk about how Grape Nuts was his back to nature cereal and how it reminded him of the taste of wild hickory nuts. And that, you know, that was all well and good, except then he would get invited on Johnny Carson and Dick Cavett and Sonny and Cher, and they would just spoof this guy because everybody thought that health foods were ridiculous at that point.
Right. I'm just curious, how do we get brainwashed so quickly? Is it because we never even thought about the foods that our parents ate and our grandparents ate and their grandparents ate or parents ate? We just, because it was all natural, we just accepted that. So then when they started to saturate all our food with all these chemicals and all these preservatives and things that weren't even real, was it because we just didn't think about it? It just happened.
Nothing supported that out there in the other world.
How
the medical model
we let that
or
happen
whatever.
So easily.
I think that a lot of it really has to be placed in the context of the times, and that's why in Natural Profits, although I tell the history of the national organic foods industry, there's all kinds of other cultural references in there to television and music and politics and just sort of everything that was happening in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Because when you think about this, you know, we're coming out of World War II, then we're coming out of the Korean War, and the mass culture, the pop culture, really started to develop at that point. So you had the spread of television, and many of the shows back then were sponsored by companies like DuPont, the chemical companies that had started to become very big and had a lot of money. But the general attitude in American society at that point was that abundance was good, cheaper prices were good, we trusted our government. This was the Eisenhower era. There wasn't really yet a reason to think that there were alternative motives out there that were going to lead us down a different road. And so I think that has a lot to do with why there was such quick and blind acceptance of this new chemical culture that had never existed before. And certainly in many other countries, it still doesn't exist today.
Right, right. Yeah. So where does our government stand then? You know, how is the FDA, you know, are they...
Are they at this point hampering or helping?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a great question. Again, I kind of look to history for the answer there, and I know the people in Seattle are disappointed about Prop 522, and right. You know, I heard and I looked at your Facebook page this morning on that link to the GMO story. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you go back 25 years, we were in a very similar situation with organic, right? Because at that time, there was no federal organic law, and so the states decided they would take matters into their own hands. Colorado passed an organic law, Pennsylvania, California, and you could go into any of these health food stores of the day. You know, you could go into PCC, and on the shelf, side by side, you'd see products that were marked as Pennsylvania organic, California organic, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we finally got our act together because that was chaos, and in 1990, they passed the Organic Foods Production Act. It was eventually fully implemented in 2002, and I look at the GMO situation now, and even this incipient battle to label natural or to define natural in much the same way, because the states are starting to try to take matters into their own hands. And so, Prop 37 and Prop 522 went down to defeat, but there's legislation working its way through 26 different state houses this year regarding GMO labeling. And so it's impossible for me to envision that we're going to go on like this forever. I think at some point, the FDA or other branches of the government are going to step in and say, we cannot have different food labeling laws, different definitions for our food in every different state. And we will end up, I hope, in the same place with GMOs and natural that we have with organic.
You know, we hear a lot of us have over the years kind of complained about the corporatization and yet of the natural foods industry, and yet that's, you know, that's how it works. It isn't always co-opting, is it? I mean, sometimes this is what the industry really needs to get off its feet.
It does. This was one of the only industries you could find that actually went to the federal government and actively asked for more oversight and regulation. It almost never works that way, but but it did work that way, and it continues to in the natural foods industry. And by the way, you know, you talk about that corporatization, and sure, it's true that most of the natural foods companies today are owned by big food companies. Not necessarily a bad thing, because it is certainly helping us to get the products and the education level out there beyond just the 5 to 6% of the population that regularly shops at places like Whole Foods and PCC. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even if you look in the Seattle area or the Pacific Northwest, it really remains such a cauldron of entrepreneurship in the natural products industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've got companies like Zingbar that has popped up in the last couple of years. You've got Theo Chocolate and Sahali Snacks and companies like that are based in the Seattle area that, you know, are producing terrific products. And, you know, I've got this event going on next Thursday in Seattle at Impact Hub where I've invited the CEOs of these companies in, and Arjun Stevens from Nature's Path is coming in. And I think, you know, if people come out to that event, they'll hear a lot of that spirit of entrepreneurship, that's kind of the anti-corporate element that's still very much a part of this industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's actually going to be 5:30 to 7:30, and you can get your tickets at brown paper tickets. But, folks, the best way, isn't it, Joe, if they go to naturalprofits.com, you can find the link
there? Yeah, thanks,
Rob. Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to naturalprofits.com, there's a link in the on the right-hand side there to the Seattle event, and that's got all the information about it. I think it's going to be a fun event, and it really is helping to celebrate the remarkable accomplishments of the Pacific Northwest in developing this very influential industry.
Yeah, it's very vibrant. Obviously, you go to the natural products shows every year, as we do. And they grow and they grow and they grow. And we're noticing things like even in the supplement area, companies like Pfizer are now getting involved.
Yeah.
You know, they've bought Emergen-C. And I know at first there were cries of horror. But
well,
what that
and
means
I just want to get
good.
This question in quickly before we wrap it up here, Peter, is or Joe, is there a a problem with that they could weaken the standards, or
or have we turned the corner now?
Yes.
I'm actually pretty optimistic about it, because I look at models like what's happened with Honest Tea after it was bought by Coca-Cola in 2011, or Stonyfield Farm, which was bought by Group Danone, the Danone people, because what they've done is they've taken the brands into their companies whole. They've kept the founder in place. They've you know, given independence to these companies to let them develop their brand, even when their philosophies on things like GMOs are at odds.
Right.
And
right.
So it referred to it in the book as the reverse DNA model, because people like Seth Goldman of Honest Tea are now sitting in boardrooms in Atlanta at Coca-Cola, and although they only represent a small part of the business, they're talking about these issues.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. Go to naturalprofits.com to find out about this great event that's coming up next Thursday and to get the book. And we'll see you next week. Have a great weekend, everyone. And thank you, Joe, for joining us.